This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time.
All right, we got Pastor Manning popping in later. I want to open the phones up as well. Do 5 more minutes with Roger Stone.
If you are
the energy
this transmission, you are the resistance.
In this country.
Live from Austin, Texas.
It's so over the top. I don't even know what to say. I mean, it is just an amazing time to be alive. The evil, the corruption is so out in the open now that it makes my head spin. And there's got to be a breaking point when we've got Google and all the other computer companies and tech companies admitting they're for Hillary and CNN admitting it and all the rest of the craziness and Hillary obviously so ill and then MSNBC saying, oh, Trump doesn't sleep enough. He's crazy. He's unfit. This is an incredible time. Roger Stone, in your gut, what do you think is going to end up happening with this election?
I see a narrow Donald Trump win. I see Trump triumphing in these debates because the only thing predictable about Donald Trump is that he's entirely unpredictable. So Hillary will never know where he's going to come. Could it be Bill's history as a sexual predator and Hillary's history of bullying and intimidating his victims? Could it be Benghazi and the arming of ISIS and issues pertaining to her tenure as Secretary of State? Could it be the epic corruption of the Clinton Foundation? Could it be the 1994 crime bill, which incarcerated an entire generation of young black men for nonviolent crimes, including the possession of small amounts of drugs? A law that Hillary said was necessary because black people were super predators and had to be brought to heel. It could be any of those things or anything else. So I think that the debates are an opportunity for Trump. I think he will exploit that opportunity. And when you add to that what I think will be the bombshell revelations dropped by WikiLeaks, I think by Election Day, Hillary is thoroughly discredited.
Do you know or are you at liberty to give us any other hints? I mean, Assange just said some of it is Hillary sending weapons to ISIS, the total proof. I mean, we know that happened, but it'd be great to have that. Any other hints?
Nothing that I'm able to talk about. I'm not going to upstage one of the great freedom fighters in the world today, Julian Assange.
But you've a little bird told you, or you just have a feeling that we might see this dribbled out of the debates?
We have mutual friends, and often I was very careful in my words. I never said I met with him. Never said I spoke with him. We have communicated through a trusted mutual friend. And he is committed to this course. Nobody is changing his documents. His documents, as always, will be genuine. And I think that he's got information on the entire U.S. establishment power.
And like you said, no Saudi connections, no Russia connections for Trump. He's clean.
He has certainly sold apartments to some wealthy Saudis. He's never met Vladimir Putin. Unlike Hillary, who took huge amounts of cash.
Sure, exactly. Everything she blames Trump for, she's actually doing. So this is just an incredible time. Assange, though, when he talks about Hillary, just shakes his head with the info he's got. I mean, imagine what it must be like to just actually see what these people are involved in.
Well, but to make it absolutely clear, and I wrote this for Breitbart, we now know for a certainty that the DNC heist documents were not leaked by the Russians, had nothing to do with the Russians, were hacked and first made public by Christopher Chu almost a month ago. And when that didn't get the appropriate traction, he took them to WikiLeaks, who then leaked them. So the whole idea that this is Putin, this is what the Russians, Donald Trump and Paul Manafort are somehow in bed with Putin is nonsense. By the way, Putin doesn't particularly like Paul Manafort because Manafort helped convince the Ukrainian president, Yanukovych, to join the European Union.
No, I know. It's all total bull. All right, Roger Stone, we'll talk to you again soon. Have a great weekend. StoneZone.com, the Clinton rape shirt is up there, folks. Get it, wear it, expose these monsters. Thank you, Roger Stone. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Right now at DeseretFoodStore.com, get a free one-year supply of food. That's right, a free one-year supply of storable foods. Deseret Food Store has a 30-year shelf life, is GMO-free, has no MSG, and is the highest quality of food on the planet. For the next 20 callers, buy a full year's supply of food and get one free. That's right, buy one and get one free. Call 801-444-1444. Again, that's 801-444-1444.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I'm going to open the phones up right now. The toll-free number to join us as we enter the second hour is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And you're welcome to talk about any of the big subjects that we've been getting into, the deaths of these different Democratic operatives that were exposing election fraud, the latest development where top Clinton State Department aide helped Clinton Foundation while they were working for the State Department, and money being sent from African dictators to the foundation, and then they're given favorable deals. This is something we've all known, but now it's all coming out. Totally illegal. Meanwhile, last hour we played the 45 times Secretary Clinton pushed the TPP, the secret global government deal, masquerading as a trade deal, but now she says she never supported it and will always fight it into the future. Isn't that just special? Meanwhile, I've got this stack of news, and again, we're going to go to your phone calls, 800-259-9231. Let refugees into your homes. France pleads with citizens to help ease migrant crisis. Bring the jihadis directly into your homes. the French government. Now, Germany's already started this, where you live in Section 8 housing. They say you got to bring them in or you won't get your, quote, free housing. And this is for retirees. They're taking retirees' homes, basically. The French government is struggling to tackle a migrant crisis that they advertised and told folks to come. There are currently 147 reception centers. Oh, reception centers across France. But these are in massive demand as desperate refugees continue to flee the Middle East. So the answer is cater more. That's why they brought down Syria, opened it up as a gateway from the Middle East into Turkey, the famous Muslim invasion route. Housing minister has pledged to build another 50 centers before the end of the next month. Good. But she also called on French people to open up their homes to migrants if needed. Several organizations have already promised to help. The Pope says you should, too, but the Vatican isn't taking one person, and that's 200-foot walls. Two wealthy Sharia Muslims kept slaves in their Texas home. This is from the U.S. Chronicle. They told a judge that Muhammad had slaves and punished them was Islamophobic. That's right. The Texas couple had been found guilty of engaging in forced labor. Hassan al-Hamoud, 46, and his wife, Zaidab al-Hosani, 39, pled guilty to crimes of holding a person against their will and forced labor, otherwise known as slavery. But it's not when Muslims do it. They tried to convince the judge that their actions were acceptable because their prophet, Muhammad, the creator of the religion of Islam, kept slaves of his own. Therefore, any punishment that they received would be Islamophobic. Hopi Indians are allowed to take mescaline. That's their religion. You are allowed to grab slaves and keep them. Loving and liberal. I'm sure the Huffington Post will probably have an article about how we need to be more cuckold and wear burkas. By the way, I didn't get to it yesterday, but there was an article about how Salon's giving up on being a pedophile promotion bureau, and supposedly some Trump slash quasi supporter guy is taking Salon over. It was just because it's failed. And you've done your kamikaze mission of lying and disinformation and all the rest of it, so now you're going to try to flip back. The new Salon, very different from the old Salon. New CEO adds conservative voices, plans relocations away from political coverage. Well, just please don't have articles with guys salivating over four-year-old girls in videos. I mean, you know, come on. Conservative leaders call on media to report on genocide of Christians. CNS News, the UN admits it's doubled the last 10 years. There is persecution of Christians at all-time highs. German intelligence, we have evidence ISIS hides hit squads among Syrian refugees. Gee, you have evidence? So they told you 2 years ago that in the next migrant wave they were sending in their jihadis. So thank you for telling us that. Twitter secretly censored negative Obama comments in 2015. Oh, my gosh. Yes, that's on InfoWars.com. And it's all coming out. They're very, very proud of it. Meanwhile, you talk about real police state. I'm going to get to this later. DEA regularly mines Americans' travel records to seize millions in cash. They'll even grab a couple thousand dollars. I mean, when I take the whole family out of the country, in case credit cards got turned off, you know, in case the globalists pull something, who knows? I mean, every adult member of the family takes $3,000 or $4,000. That's what you need. And they'll, boy, coming back in, they're like, what do you got $2,000 for? And I'm like, well, I mean, cash. I mean, they want everybody digitally controlled. And the DEA illegally does this parallel construction where they have all the NSA data. So does the IRS. It's just so criminal. And the big mega banks control the drug trade, and the government knows it. It's like at the end of the movie Sicario with Josh Brolin, they admit that the CIA has trimmed back 10 cartels down to 3 to make it more manageable and controls the drug trade. They just put it in Hollywood films now. Such a joke. We want the cash. DEA seizes millions from travelers. Bribes transit employees. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the big secret is when you got a plumber in your house or an air conditioning person or whatever, a lot of them make more money every year as informants off money they get from seizures and convictions than they get off the plumbing job. So they're just looking in your house. There's been cases of them planting things, too. What a society we've created. And again, people say, well, then why don't you support Black Lives Matter? Let's shoot some police. Just because we have a corrupt government and it has corrupt practices that are getting out of control doesn't mean we start a civil war because George Soros wants one. And it doesn't mean the average cop's involved in this. This is the feds, and even the average DEA person doesn't like it and wants it reformed. That's why we know about a lot of it. And just if we, I don't want drug legalization, by the way. I want decriminalization. I want to make it uncool, like they've done in areas of Europe, and it's caused drug use to plummet. I want to make it you're a loser, not some cool guy, and take the money out of it. Because certainly there's a horrible criminal culture involved in drugs. I don't like it. But the whole thing was created at the end of Prohibition because they didn't have a market anymore. Alcohol had been made legal. The very same globalist interests began to make drugs illegal, so they had something new to corrupt the police and control society. Rand Paul says Hillary should get 5 years in prison for lying to Congress about weapons going to ISIS. It's now come out that she was ordering weapons to him and that Donald Trump is right. Come on, link up with Donald Trump, Rand. I know you guys played golf and were friends. And I mean, please. In fact, speaking of that, here is Rand Paul on Fox News last night.
Let's take a listen to what you asked her back in 2013 Benghazi hearing.
It's been in news reports that ships have been leaving from Libya and that they may have weapons. And what I'd like to know is the annex that was close by, were they involved with procuring, buying, selling, obtaining weapons? And were any of these weapons being transferred to other countries, any countries, Turkey included?
Well, Senator, you'll have to direct that question to the agency that ran the annex. And I will see what information is available. And
you're saying you don't know?
I do not know. I don't have any information on that.
Now, if WikiLeaks, in fact, does have emails proving that she did know, what does that mean to you?
It's a felony to lie to Congress. You can get 5 years in prison. And we can't continue to say that the Clintons are above the law. I do believe that the CIA annex in Benghazi was procuring weapons, some of them to get them away from the jihadists in Libya, but some of it to ferry those weapons through Turkey into Syria. There have been many, many firsthand accounts. New York Times, London Times, Washington Times have all reported upon this. I know for a fact that the current Secretary of State is very aware of what the CIA is doing, and I can't reveal what I've heard from him, but I can tell you that he's aware of what the CIA is doing in Syria, and I find it hard to believe that Hillary Clinton, who all the news reports have said she was the biggest advocate for arming the Islamic rebels in Syria, many of whom turned out to be not only enemies of ours, some of them may have turned out to be ISIS, but some of them also turned out to be enemies of Israel as well.
May have been. I mean, the Pentagon said like 95% were, quote, Wahhabists. That's Al-Qaeda. That's ISIS. Whatever name you give, it's Wahhabists. The black flag with the white circle on it with the there is only one God and his prophet is Muhammad. Again, Donald Trump is just saying what's admitted fact, and the whore media acts like it's the end of the world. And notice Trump is bringing all this back out. The attack on our guns, the attack on our sovereignty, the one-sided trade deals, arming the radical Al-Qaeda folks, bringing them into our countries. Where is the fault with this man? But you see the corporate media acting like it's the end of the world. Well, the truth is, he's opening up a wedge for all of us to try to save this country. And for that, we owe him a great debt. Here is, here's the golden toad.
Then Obama came in, and normally you want to clean up. He made a bigger mess out of it. He made such a mess. And then you had Hillary with Libya. So sad. In fact, in many respects, you know, they honor President Obama. ISIS is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS. Okay? He's the founder. He founded ISIS.
Incredible.
And I would say the co-founder would be crooked Hillary Clinton.
By the way,
co-founder.
We have found the compilations. We found the videos going back 2 years ago where I said she is the founder of ISIS and where I said she's the commander of ISIS and that she set up the whole scheme. Which you just heard Senator Dr. Rand Paul say, who's on the Armed Services Committee and gets the classified briefings. Well, before they had those classified briefings, I had Colonel Schaefer on from the London Group. He used to head up the anti-Al-Qaeda desk for the Army. And I had Tosh Plumlee and I had Steve Pachinik on to tell you the former head of counterterrorism for the U.S. I mean, I'm not bragging, but we have the guys on, and they told you exactly what happened within a week of Benghazi. I'm just telling you. And Donald Trump is now putting it out there.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Right now at DeseretFoodStore.com, get a free 1 year supply of food. That's right, a free 1 year supply of storable foods. Deseret Food Store has a 30-year shelf life, is GMO free, has no MSG, and is the highest quality of food on the planet. For the next 20 callers, buy a full year supply of food and get one free. That's right, buy one and get one free. Call 801-444-1444. Again, that's 801-444-1444.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I've got the enemy attack profile. I know what they're doing. Even before I go out and read their white papers, I know. Sometimes when I go out and read a white paper, it's like I know what the next paragraph's going to say because I know this enemy so well. But during the break, I'm out there. We've got Fox, CNN on these monitors to monitor establishment media, and Wolf Blitzer, who is a foreign agent of Israel on record. I'm not against Israel. It's just like Anderson Cooper's CIA. Tell folks you're CIA. Wolf Blitzer is a liberal leftist Israeli operative. Probably Mossad.
Al-Maliki did not want to give maybe 5,000 to 10,000 remaining U.S. troops legal immunity from Iraqi prosecution.
You know, but that's a matter of leadership. Barack Obama should have been able to...
And what is he doing? So let's get into it. I'm out there during that break, and I turned it up, and I'm watching it. And I knew what they were going to say before they said it. They show a clip of Donald Trump in 2007 saying, get out of Iraq. I said, don't go in 2003. And they flip it around and go, he's a private citizen, and he screwed up. We should have stayed. But Obama screwed up worse. So they're saying Obama's bad, and so is Trump, because Obama did the pullout in 2010, 2011, which he never did. And then I knew what was coming next out of their fat mouths. That's what gave ISIS the ability to organize and take over and get a third of Iraq and then invade Syria. I mean, I know what they're going to say before they say it. It's so ridiculous. He pulled out of Iraq to create the vacuum on purpose, and they gave him the weapons, and they said in their communiques, and when signs in English, Libya now, Syria's next. And it was an organized plan. So it doesn't legitimize that we ever went to Iraq, because then Obama pulled out and it all went to hell. They took Iraq out as part of the admitted plan that Wesley Clark has talked about and others have. But it's an admitted Pentagon plan. It's bipartisan, going back 20 years. Now listen to me carefully here. I ought to get a mobile mic and go over there to the map on the wall and show folks. You have to take out the secular country, Iraq, if you're going to then bring down Syria, its ally next door. And who are you going to import? Sunni Wahhabis to repopulate and take over the area that have vastly larger population numbers. So they gave them the old bases, the convoys, the weapons, the advisors, everything. They go into Libya. Then they go into Iraq. Then they go into Syria. Then they go into Turkey, who gives them free passage in and gives them air support and artillery support to then go into Europe for the next phase. And our government's advertised to bring them in, 80% military-age men, almost all of them fake passports. They're not Syrian refugees. They are the jihadi invasion force from everywhere, the Caucasus, from the stands, from North Africa, from Central Africa, from Western Africa, from Eastern Africa, from all the way into Central Asia. Everywhere from Chechnya to Pakistan, pouring in with the jihad. And then right behind Hillary, in Orlando, planting the flag, Mateen's father from the gay nightclub, who agrees with his son in TV programs he hosts internationally, standing right behind Hillary on camera for the whole world to see. A message. And we are so fat, dumb, and happy, we have no idea what we're facing. We got a lot of calls. I'll get to you after Pastor Manning pops in. Like I said, I thought he was on the next hour, not this hour. He's you know, time zone issue. He's going to be popping in, and then I'm going to go to your calls for the entire third hour today. And I'm sure going into the fourth hour, the host then will be taking your calls, David Knight. But this is such an incredible time to be alive. Briefly, if you aren't getting prepared, you know, I mean, I'm 70% offense trying to stop the globalists, but I am 30% now just getting the farmhouse ready, getting the solar panels in. Already got the well in, making sure I've got a self-defense plan, making sure I've got the basic medical supplies. And I wouldn't be doing that unless I thought it was a very good chance in the next 3, 4, 5 years, maybe even sooner, we're going to see some very serious societal disruptions. The best storable foods, the best solar panel systems and control units, the best colloidal silver, 50% off. It's $9.95 right now. Silver Bullet at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com. We've got the solar panel control system and panels, 33% off. That's unprecedented. We've got 20% off, or 23% off technically, on the InfoWars Premium Power Pack that jumps your cars 12 times on one charge and has a bunch of different plugs for different devices. All of this is something critical, great prices, and it funds this operation. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. then whatever you do, get the Hillary for Prison shirts, because that meme is getting big, and it's a great way to meet like-minded people and support this transmission. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got the DNC tech operative, high level with their email, who Julian Assange basically said is their source, dead. Right at the time those emails were released. More is coming. We've got other people filing lawsuits that are DNC operatives being killed that were exposing the fact that Bernie Sanders was robbed. Unprecedented. And now Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, to his credit, has come out with videos on Infowars.com and a Paul Joseph Watson article. Newt Gingrich on Seth Rich. If someone gunned down in our Capitol, we should know why. Things are dangerous. Things are going on. Things are dangerous. Things are going on. This is a message to everybody. You keep pushing, we're going to kill you. And you leak what we're doing, we're going to kill you. Obama has more than quintupled, according to liberal professors like Jonathan Turley, constitutional law, the persecution of the press ever seen ever seen, and of whistleblowers. And Hillary says, I came, we saw, he died. And all her always bragging about, and Obama, he's really good at killing people, he said. And now you've got these deaths of lawyers filing lawsuits that are Bernie supporters and DNC people and other folks getting killed. I mean, this is crazy. And you've got these fake polls where they had 15% more Democrat than Republican. I mean, this is amazing. I want to ask Pastor Manning, who's only with us for 30 minutes today. I appreciate his time. We'll go to your phone calls in the third hour today and about 30 minutes from now. Pastor James David Manning, in the middle of Harlem, helped bring down to a great extent that corrupt thug, Al Sharpton. Otla.org has a lot of courage, always has really interesting angles, a lot of wisdom, always helps me clarify things. I mean, that's why, quite frankly, we have him on. What do you think's really going on? What do you think the real numbers are? I think it's a landslide for Trump, but they're going to try to steal it. What do you make of such a wall of media deception? I've never seen anything like it. What is the real state of the world? Because I got to tell you, Pastor Manning, I've gone from having a lot of concern and feeling the ominous energy build up the last few years to now it's a sickening level where I feel like I'm fighting for my life or something. I mean, I'm waking up in the middle of the night wanting to work. I'm working 7 days a week. I'm breaking out in sweat. It's cold in the studio. I'm not a hysterical person. I get angry. I get motivated. But I'm telling you, I can just feel evil rising. There's also a lot of good happening. But I tell you, what are you feeling in your spirit?
Well, with respect to the evil rising, you're absolutely right. But I think to fully interpret this, we need to go back partially to 2008, where the globalist and New World Order people discovered all of a sudden that they wanted Barack Hussein Obama for president. Now, there's several reasons why he was a better choice than Hillary or John McCain at the time, because he could have gone with either one. But they decided that they wanted Obama, and they went ahead now and put they cued into the computer system of rigging elections, rigging the media, paying the media, and to some degree, the assassinations, etc., to get Obama in. I mean, because he was not, and then they began to yeast up all these crowds. In Dusseldorf, Germany, Obama commanded a crowd of 200,000 people, Alex. This isn't even America. But in Germany, because the European New World Order people there wanted him, and they wanted to say that Europe wanted him. So what I think we see happening now is the same structure now being used double time, and Hillary is saying, listen, I sat back, I sucked it up, I didn't squeal, I didn't try to bring down Obama. I didn't try to reveal who all of y'all are, though you paid me well at Goldman Sachs and allowed me to earn a lot of money there. But I want this election. I want it. I don't care who wants Donald Trump or anybody. I want this election. Make it happen. And that's what we see happening.
And we've got the emails to all the media telling them what to do. Incredible scandal.
Well, I mean, that's a part of the process. It's just one of the more components of the way the media handles all of the information. If Julian Assange is pushing out information or Russia's pushing out information, then you get pushback from the dunghead media on these items. And the American people are sitting there asking who are they going to believe, their lying eyes or the media. So that's what's happening.
Do you think they've miscalculated, or do you think they're going to pull this off?
Well, it depends. They can change horses in the middle of the stream. They have no scruples. These are people without a conscience. Quite frankly, I mean, they don't have a heart, so they could change it. Right now, they've gone ahead and said, listen, Hillary, it's yours. You got it. You're 15 points ahead in Colorado, for crying out loud. You're 4 points ahead in Georgia and 9 points ahead in North Carolina.
Who believes any of that?
Oh, well, listen.
I mean, people hate Obama. They hate Hillary. She can't even get crowds of 200 people.
Alex, people, when a Trump supporter hear that Hillary is winning by 9 points in North Carolina, You know, listen, Alex, you would
be going with it makes them give up hope. That's why they're
right. That's exactly what I want to say. It just defeats them. They feel defeated. I'm not going to the polls. I'm not going into Morales. I'm going home and get drunk. I'm going to Golden Corral or something, or going to Walmart and buy myself another rifle. That's it. That's what they want.
And people need to stop doing that, like buying a 20th rifle. And I'm not against buying guns, but I'm saying just like, oh, this will make it okay. I still have this. You need to politically bust your butt, because I'm telling you, I don't get up here and lie, folks. We've shown all the reports. We've done it. Every major polling agency is working with the Democrats now with these public polls. They do internal polls, so the campaign knows what's happening. Trump was 15 points ahead, according to insider polls that were serious polls after the convention. That's why they started sampling 15 points more in these other polls to try to put Hillary ahead. It's totally fake. And I'm not just saying that, but what Manning said is true. It then creates a self-fulfilling prophecy where people then actually believe that's happening. And a lot of folks are on the fence and go, well, I just want to bet on a winner and feel like, you know, I'm with a winner. So, okay, I'm for Hillary now.
Yeah, and the other thing, Alex, I think going back to the purchasing of more rifles, also you got 10, you're going out by the 11th. No, here, listen, I'm all for the Second Amendment. Purchase as many weapons as you need to protect yourself, your family, your country. But here, we need to begin to look at the fact that how do we protect ourselves against lithium chemtrails and fluoride and the autism shots that are given out to children?
Exactly. We're getting hit by it. They're not going to hit us straight up military up front. That's for mopping
right.
up. And look, I know, because when bad people get elected and bad things happen, I psychoanalyzed myself years ago going to the shop, buying more guns and ammo, literally as like a comfort blanket. And so I'm not putting people down. I know I do it.
No, I'm not either. God knows I'm not doing that. But I agree with you. We need to start thinking about a better defense mechanism, because if they want to remove an entire community, let's say, for instance, they wanted a part of Georgia, the bordering Tennessee, that they wanted to just annihilate, they could do that in one fell swoop. I don't care how many weapons you got there. You can't shoot lithium out of the air. But purchase your weapons. Please do so. But
we're under attack by more ways than just guns.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talk about spiritual attack. More and more I realize we just got to go to God, hit our knees. In fact, I'm putting you on the spot. You didn't expect to do this, Pastor, but I really respect you and watch your TV show and also catch some of your sermons that are powerful there in Harlem, broadcast around the world. Will you lead us in prayer to maybe heal this nation, or to protect Donald Trump, or to have the people be knocked off their horses? Like Saul of Tarsus on his road to Damascus? Because, I mean, really, I think we have to ask God, don't we? I mean, is it that?
Oh, no. Absolutely. If you desire, I pray. I certainly will pray.
Please do.
You want me to? Let's go to the Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we love you. We thank you. And we realize, Almighty God, we cannot win this election, take back America. We cannot be free without you. There was a time and the sentiments and the odor of when we could go to the election, pull the lever for a particular candidate, and it worked. Our vote was respected. But Jesus, we're fighting a much more deeper spiritual battle. We're fighting enemies that have powers over the airways. We're fighting an enemy who have power over the very foods that we eat. We need a word from heaven. We need your word, Almighty God, to be able to sustain us. We need your power, like you rained down fire from heaven with Elijah on the 850 prophets that were serving Jezebel and Ahab. We need the likeness of your power. We need, Almighty God, for you to touch the hearts of people who want to walk free, who want to walk in this beautiful nation. What a scream it is to see this beautiful nation ravaged by the people of the New World Order, who are destroying it by bringing in minorities and pushing out original founders and people who worked hard to make the trains run on time in this nation, to ravage it and to carve it up into various sections and pit people against one another. We need you, Almighty God, to work against the forces of Obama and all the people that he has under his foot, and all the people that are in the grave as a result of him and of the Clintons. A large number of things can be said about politicians, and they all have their shortcomings. I'm not sure I'd ever want to be one, but one thing I do know, it is unmistakably clear that the Democrats have been charged with the actual silence and assassination and murdering of people that get in their political way. a lot more, even more so than we can ever begin to think about the Republicans. And I'm not for either one. They're both politicians. But Jesus, we need you. Let the American people turn to you. Yes, go to the rallies and support. But we need a word from the Lord. And let the preachers in the pulpits get up and start standing up and preaching your word again, not being afraid of the police or the CIA or Homeland Security or whosoever wants to come in. And let us all stand together. If they come at Alex, then let them know that they're going to have to come in all of America. We're coming down out of Oregon to support Alex. We're coming out of New Hampshire to support Alex. You will not be able to get in and out of a jailhouse if you arrest a voice that represents us. You won't be able to go home. We will surround the entire county with 100,000 deep of men who are standing saying, the hell, we're not going to take it anymore. What we are going to take is back our nation. Jesus, you can do that. You can rally us the way you did Gideon. You can rally us, Almighty God, the way you did David. You can rally our troops the way you did Joshua. And we are trusting that you do that. We pray that this prayer goes out all over the world, that men and women may know, but especially here in America, that we can stop all of this. And we can salvage our nation in your name, Jesus. Not in our name, but in your name. And in your name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. And we see the persecution of Christians expanding. We see that there is an evil force behind the New World Order, Pastor Manning. If that force had its way, what would it do on this planet?
Well, what it primarily wants to do is to continue to call itself into the power of God. That's ultimately what they want to be able to do, Alex. They want to call themselves into the power of God.
Be omnipresent, control the weather, control society, control the words, play God.
Yeah, and they want to dumb down the American people, and they're using the media. And we need to talk more about the media. I'm going to have to go. You got to go. But we need to talk more about the media being a surrogate, if you will.
No, start getting into it, because they admit that when we have CNN admitting, we've done everything for Hillary we can. I mean, they just admit they're doing it. They admit they take orders. It's shameless now.
Yeah, but they want to use the media the way we ought to be using the church. They want to use the media to get people to actually bow down and worship whatever gods or politicians or ideologies that they put forward. They want the media to be, you don't have to go to church anymore. You can sit there in your easy chair, a lazy boy, and you can watch whatever you're watching on the media. If you're watching CNN, you're being led to believe a particular idea. They're talking about how their veracity is always on point. They're self-checking themselves, and then they bring in their own disciples who they call commentators to support the things that they're saying. And people are beginning to worship these people. They worship people like Apple. They worship the leaders of Google as if they worship these people. And so what they want to do is they really want to stand in the place of God, and don't nobody ever forget it. That's
well, there was an AP headline the other day asking, why are these tech company heads obsessed with eternal life? And they'll tell you, we're going to merge the machines and become God. We want to be God.
Absolutely. And they're looking for every possible way. You know, I watched the event of Steve Jobs and Apple. Who knows exactly what has happened with Steve Jobs? I know people call me conspiracy theorist.
Oh, wait, they killed him for sure.
Hat wearer and all of these kinds of things they say about me. I brush it off. But I think what they're trying to do is to stop me when I've got something concrete to put to people. But I don't have the empirical evidence to make it work to try to make me look silly. But I don't know what happened to Steve Jobs. I have no idea. I mean, we got Julian Assange over there in the Ecuador, if you will, embassy, who has been able to feed information and give a support system, and he has supported. We don't know where all these people are going or coming. We only get what the media tells us about them. Jobs still may be around looking to do something. I don't know. All I know is I don't believe the media. I don't believe what they tell me.
I hear you. They lie so much, we can't believe any of it. It's like Hillary a year and a half ago accused Trump of being an ISIS recruiter and saying he was their colonel or their sergeant. A recruiting sergeant was the exact term. Soros said that. Then he comes out and points out she's really funding it. And then, oh, how dare you? It's just, it's gotten so intense, I wonder what levels above this are going to be like. Have you seen the clip of the outgoing State Department spokesman last week saying, look, you know, we lie to the public and like laughing about it?
No, I don't think I've seen that clip. No, I don't. But I do know this, that the Clinton and Obama and others have been involved in the process of ISIS, involved in the process of creating an environment where ISIS thrives. Listen, there are a number of people who understand if they ever get in my gun sights, it's all over with. They know it. And if an organization, you got an organization that's rising with militancy around the world, and the president or the leader of the so-called free world or the so-called president does not put them in his gun sights, but lets them continue to roam around and to grow and gain power. I got to ask, why is that? You know, why does that happen?
Because they created it on record.
Yeah. So, I mean, we have to ask hard questions, and we can't, you know, one of the things I have to do on a daily basis, Alex, is I have to fortify myself against people calling me stupid for questioning these criminals in politics.
Absolutely. Being ridiculed means nothing to me, but seeing how dumbed down some people are really hurts me. Like a globalist sees some dumbed down person and says, oh, that's an opportunity to feed on this person. I just see a poor brainwashed person and it makes me feel sick. Final segment with Pastor Manning, then your phone calls, breaking news and more. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
We'll be right back.
Carlos, InfoWars.com is the website. Every day now I sit here, and it's like the Twilight Zone, like Matt Drudge said a few days ago, when the father of the guy that murdered all the people at the nightclub shows up in the VIP area about right behind Hillary in the Secret Service. And she's openly funding ISIS. She openly set it up and advocated for arming the rebels, who they knew who they were. She's involved in all this corruption. She's involved in the TPP. Now she says she was always against it, will be against it. And it just becomes ridiculous. I mean, I wonder where they're going to go next. Then we talk about her health problems. I mean, I do see it as biblical, like the plagues of Pharaoh, how unhealthy Bill looks, how unhealthy Hillary looks, the fact that they may be able to steal the election. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but even if they do get in there, what do you predict is going to happen once she's in there?
Well, there are a couple of things. Number one is that I think we need to be able to read the tea leaves more accurately. We need to focus on what I've seen very few people focus on, and that is the relationship between Tim Kaine and Hillary Clinton. That whether it's more than just a political relationship. And I'll leave it at that. But I got to tell you, we'll find a lot of answers if we go down that road of Tim Kaine and Hillary. Who are they and why are they? Now, to try to respond to your question, you know, I was talking to someone the other day and they said that if you want to find out what's going to happen in the future, watch the cartoons, because they put it in the cartoons. The globalist people put it in the cartoons first and see if it works. See if Mikey likes it. See if the kids like it. If the kids like it, then they go ahead and implement it. They find out that it works. It has a nice taste and a flavor to it. What I would say is that whatever your wildest imagination can happen in America in terms of turning it upside down. Right now, we've got more hatred, people, brother to brother, people to people, race to race. I mean, just the opposite of what they were touting to happen when they put that long-legged Mac Daddy Obama in the office. And we've got absolutely nothing done for the people for which he was elected to do, and everything to do for Wall Street, the bankers and wealthy people worldwide, and for the Muslims. I mean, Muslims, they've been around for a very long time, but God knows that Obama has lifted them to a pinnacle right now where the Catholics, the Christians are minorities in comparison to the kind of press the media, the Muslims get. So to try to answer that question about Hillary, what is your wildest imagination of what she could possibly do and will do? Because she's going to want to outdo Obama, to be sure. That woman is wild.
She's foaming at the mouth of war with Russia.
Yeah, she's wild. She's wild, Hillary. I mean, she's wild. And by the way, you know, Bill is not as bad as Hillary. Even though he looks sick, he looks like he's dying. I don't know what he got him on, but he looks like he's getting ready to die tomorrow, first thing tomorrow morning. But she's a whole lot. It's Hillary, everybody. Not Bill that you got to be afraid
of. Oh, she admittedly ran the show.
No, absolutely. She's been running it for quite some time.
She's already been president for at least 8 years. That's a way to get around the term limit. You just...
Yeah. She has had little big glasses coming out of that school that she went up there and someplace up there up here in the Northeast. But yeah, I suspect that your wildest imagination of what can possibly happen to this nation is going to happen if Hillary sits down in the Oval Office.
Because that's what they want. They want to mount our head on the wall. Thank you so much, Pastor Manning. It was always great to talk to you. Atla, ATLAH.org, ATLAH.org. God bless you. Talk to you soon. Have a great weekend.
God bless you as well, Alex. Take care. Thank you so very much for having me. Thank you.
We'll be back in 70 seconds with your phone calls. Wide open phones.
Genesis Communications Radio Network.